Bibles this morning, you would turn with me to the book of Jonah. There's nothing sweeter than the name of the Lord. And this morning, if you would, let's go to the Lord in prayer and call upon His name. Father, we are grateful to be in Your house today, to come together in hopes that we could be pleasing in Your sight. And that we need You in our life. And we need Your strength. We need Your touch to be upon us. Lord, that this morning, even now, the Holy Spirit would breathe on me. Father, will You be so kind to reveal Yourself unto us? That Jesus may be exalted, and that You will draw man unto Him. For it is in His name I ask these things. Amen. I don't have a lot of roof intact this morning that I don't have a lot of sometimes when you get in His presence, you can't speak. But you pray for me in the next few minutes. His will be done. There's one point that I want to drive home this morning. And in this story in chapter 1, our God is able to take nothing and make something. But we, as His creation, are very good at doing the opposite. Where we take something and we make nothing. I'm going to try to read this and get through it the best way I know how. Because sometimes when you stand in His presence, it's what you don't say that speaks volumes. But by His strength this morning, I'll make it. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness, it's come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. But then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wages that were in the ship, or the wares that were in the ship, into the sea to lighten it up to them. But Jonah was going down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said unto every one to his fellow, Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am in Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring him to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it is pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vow. And now the Lord had appeared, prepared. I can't speak for my tears. The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Brother Mike, will you pray? Amen. Sometimes we look at people and we cannot tell what they are going through. When we render prayer requests, then we say, so-and-so has lost someone very dear to them. Will you pray for them? And though we are concerned for them, and we may even go through and pray for them, we don't necessarily feel their hurt at the present time. And perhaps this morning you cannot feel mine. I know how that is. But I can't help but to be humble this morning, because my Father has taken a nothing in me, and He's made something. And for that I am humbled, because I cannot explain to you why He would even take time to put His hand on my life in hopes to and prove what He has called me to be. And I see here where Jonah was asked a very simple request. In the eyes of God, it was a simple request. But Jonah did not see what God saw. See, God said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. And I want you to stand before these 120,000 plus wicked people. And I want you to tell them about me. In hopes that I can take the nothing that is in Nineveh and make something. And Jonah said, no. He went completely in the opposite direction because he looked at the circumstances. And he did not look to his father. And where me and you would write somebody off and say, that's okay, have it your way. I'll find somebody else. Our Father does not work. He tries to flee and leave the presence of God. And I'm going to tell you today, if you're running from God, you're running in the wrong direction. We have to stop looking at the circumstances that have begun us to run. And we have to take a minute and stop and pray for Him to reveal His face to us. To reveal Himself. And say, God, I'm sorry that I've run. And I know that You would not have called me if You did not feel like I could do it. But I want you to know in the process of your running, those around you can be seriously impacted. These mariners were all but to perish. Twice the mariner, the shipmaster, mentioned to Jonah, we got to do something or we're going to perish. The boat is about to be broken. These guys sailed the seas blue. But this storm was different. It was unlike any other they had faced. And it was because the mighty hand of God said, Jonah, you're running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. And I'm going to allow some things to happen in order to turn you around. But you need to understand this morning, this is not about just you. It's about your family. The ones that you get up early in the morning and you go to work for. Those that you get on your knees and pray for. Those who you look in the eyes on a daily basis and tell you, I love you with all that I am. And you need to know today before you leave this place that what you do or do not do has serious implications on the very ones that you would die for. But yet we are not willing to change for. The winds came, nearly claiming the life of those. And isn't it typical that those who normally are doing wrong are fast asleep as Jonah was, and those around them, the innocent ones in this particular case, are afraid of losing their lives. Isn't that what happens when a drunk man thinks that he can get in a car? And he claims the life of little children or takes the mom and dad away from those children because of his ignorance. or her ignorance. Yet the drunkard is perfectly fine. But now those who are around this drunkard are dead. It is those who are around you. Satan's attack on Job. He said, I can't get to him. He said, but Lord, if you'll let me take everything away from him, he'll bow down to me. And I want to know today, are you like Job? Are you sold out, seriously committed to God, and no matter what happens around you, will you stay true to him? But what will it take in your life before you will say, okay, Lord, I'll go to Nineveh? What's he going to say? Will you have to lose someone that you love? Will you have to lose that what means the most to you before you will seriously consider God's way? Or are we looking at the circumstances this morning that prevent us from becoming all that he has called us to be? But God in his sovereignty, and even in his presence right now, calling your name. You know, he knows you by name. And he speaks your name. And he says, I want you to quit running. And on the flip side, those of us who have a way of sheltering Jonah. See, the mariner said, I understand what you're saying, Jonah. If we will just toss you over, the sea will be calm. But we're going to make an extra effort to be logical in this situation, and we're going to get you to the shore side. So many times we hurt people because we're trying to do the logical thing, and that is opposite of what God wants you to do. Man's logic and God's logic do not coincide. It's when man takes his logic and accepts God's logic. Now we're together. Now we have that unbeatable chemistry. I'll tell you right now. And this sounds selfish and self-centered, but you read chapter 1 over until you understand this concept. Jonah never offered to jump from the ship. He said, you're going to have to talk. And there are some people. The same blood that runs through your veins runs through theirs. And the best thing you could ever do for you and for them is to let them go. They're not going to go willingly. But they're crying out saying, stop trying to get me to the shore. God's not going to ever allow it. This is where it comes to an end. You're going to have to throw me over the side and trust that God will take care of both of us. But just like those mariners were fighting, were striving to do what is best for the Jonas in our family. And we're going to continue to stay in a raging sea that may very well claim your life and the life of your Jonah. You may not agree with what's going on and you're fearful for them. They didn't want to perish. I don't want to see my brothers and sisters go to hell. I don't want to see my wife or my husband. I don't want to see my children. I don't want to see anybody perish. I don't do this for me. I do this in hopes that the people who sit under the sound of my voice will wake up and come to a reality and an understanding. This life is not about you. It is not about the circumstances that you have a clenched fist and you will not let them go. The best thing you could ever do is open your hands, spread your arms, and let go. And trust that God will take care of you and those around you. You know, I could never throw the Jonah that's in my life. I could never toss them over the sea. They're going to have to go and do it for themselves. Jonah would have never jumped from that ship. If he would have, he would have when the mariner said, "We're going to get you to shore." And they probably fought for hours to get there. And God said, "No, sir." Jonah said, "You're going to have to let me go." That is what you've got to do today. You've got to turn it loose. And not say, "Well, that's a mean, cruel thing." That's your logic. And that's why you're still holding on and trying to fight your way to the shores of life. And let me tell you something, you will never make it alive. You say, "Well, what will happen to them?" Well, I think that verse 17 sums it up. "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." Give him a first class stay at one of the best hotels that the sea had to offer. Oh man, look. That's what it's about. There's nothing that God cannot prepare or take care of. He's just waiting on your next move. And what will that move be? You're going to base it upon the past? You're going to base it upon circumstances? Those mariners had sailed plenty of times, but they had never seen this. If they had, they would have known exactly what to do. They'd never been there. And life is going to continue to throw things at you that you never were ready for. But what you've got to do is stand up and you've got to face life. And you can say, "Whatever comes my way on this day, I'm going to turn it loose, trust in the Lord. And because of that, we will be closer." So what happened to these mariners? We see what happened to Jonah. But what's going to happen to you when you allow those in your life to go? Because sometimes, you know, the best help you can give somebody is none. Verse 15 says, "So they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea." And the sea, watch this. Hey, church, watch this. The sea ceased from her raging. You want to know how to see? You know, here it is. I'm just a simple man. I'm trying to help you. You want to see the cease her raging? Be obedient. Get over that hard-headedness, stubbornness ways, and say, "You know what? It may be best for me to try His way." But then it doesn't stop there. They saw this miracle, and what happens in verse 16? Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord. And watch this. And made vows. And early on they were saying, every man praying unto his own God. Not only would it help the Jonah in your life, but we as mariners may just find ourselves closer to the one who called us. Be making vows we never thought we could make and keeping them where we never thought we could. So now, this is how we're closing. God can take nothing and make something. And if you are a child of God today, that's exactly what He has done in you. But we, on the other hand, need to make sure that the something that God has given us, that we don't take it and make nothing out of it. How many Jonahs are in this church this morning? There's some here. God would have never given me this message. There's a Jonah in this crowd. You're running and you're fleeing and you're running 100 miles an hour in the opposite direction because of circumstances. You know exactly who you are. There are also some mariners in this church who are using their logic to help Jonahs that may very well not even be in here this morning. And you're using your logic and your tactics to help them maybe even find Christ or come back to a relationship with Him. And the very best thing you could probably do, if the Lord directs you so, is to turn it loose. Because you're not going to save them. And if you've been trying it for 10, 15 years, perhaps your method and your logic is not the proper way because it has seemed to produce little and none results. And it may be very well this morning that God has told you exactly how to handle the Jonah in your life. The question is this morning, what will we do with the something that God has given us this morning in this service? Will we produce something or will we do the opposite and produce absolutely nothing of the something He has given us? That question is something that we're going to have to live with for the very rest of our lives. Will you stand with me this morning? Heads bowed, eyes closed. We stand in reverence and in awe of an Almighty God. And I want you to pray with me this morning. But before we do, nobody's looking around. And I want to know this morning your heart, if you'd be so kind to share it with me before the Lord. And I want to know if you feel like you're like Jonah this morning, just so I can simply pray for you. I will not call your name. I will not come to you. But just so I'll know. If you feel as if you are Jonah this morning, will you raise your hand up for me? Will you put them back down? I see those. Any other Jonahs in here? Let's be honest. It's just, you know, us and God. We can either get it right here or we're going to have to get it right there. Any other Jonah? Okay. How many mariners we have in here? How many of those who... Okay, I see those hands. All right, you can put those down. How many other mariners who feel perhaps this morning God has spoke to our hearts and said, you know, maybe my logic is not the best way? Any others? Y'all see those hands? You may put them down. Now, I want to know this morning, you don't raise your hand on this, but this is the altar call. How many of us will take the something that God has given us this morning and run with it? Amen. I believe that the Lord wants us to make a public profession of faith. But I also believe that there are more power on our knees than we realize. And I'm going to encourage you this morning as we sing a verse of invitation. If God has spoke to you, that you will come seeking what you're looking for. Father, this morning, may you move, may you bless, may you continue to reveal yourself unto